Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But I got to tell you, you are the man. You are a box of peanut brittle.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You know, you said something off the top of the show that I think I actually... I'm 100% with you on. Like, the NFL doesn't have summer league. And it's not that he's trying to hype it up. No, like, the NFL offseason is big because it's the NFL.
No doubt.
But it's not really, like, there's nothing that happens during the summer for the NFL.
But you just anticipate, man. You can't wait. Like, I was asking you and Ken, how many more Sundays before we get the Canton game?
A month, right?
Yeah, a month. It's go time, E! And that's why you can have the world stop when you're the NFL. He could go. The schedule release, because it matters.
But, Goo, that's where you're different because.
Hey.
No, in a good way. Like, the NFL's not on my radar in that sense. Like, I was thinking about something having to do with football this weekend, but it wasn't like, oh, the season's coming up and, you know, training camp's around the corner. I can't wait to see. No, like, one of my buddies I was golfing with on Saturday, he is a Niners fan, and he lives in San Diego. And so one of his questions, he goes, hey, what's going on with the Niners? And I said, I don't know.
Last year was an anomaly.
Lenore got arrested. I don't really know what's been going on with the Niners. Like, football's not on my radar, but it's because there's no, like, NBA summer league version for the NFL.
Yeah, I'm with you, but it is on mine, E, and I just... You know, I talk about the breakup here, just real quick, hashtag random, the breakup of the NBA crew, Mark Jackson, Van Gundy, and Breen, and I miss that. And thank God for YouTube. I can go get that. And sometimes it's not just for the visual either. I put the Warriors against whomever back in the past, big games, but it's also the audio. The sweet music those guys made in a booth together was like a sitcom to me, and that's what I'm doing. I listened to Kurt Gowdy, Merlin Olsen, and a young,
Dick Enberg.
Dick Enberg, he was a baby, doing an old Super Bowl. And the audio, what do they call it, eargasm. Like, those are just incredible. Like, that's what I'm about, E. So, the Summer League is upon us. I can't wait to watch. We're going to get to watch Cooper Flag in Summer League. Bronny let us down.
He dunked.
But that was a spectacle.
You didn't like that?
No. But come on, I can't wait for Cooper Flag. And they were bringing up LeBron when he played Curry. Nobody knew Curry was going to – he was just a guy out there. And, oh, but we didn't know what he is now. Man, that's incredible. Wait a minute.
You watched a 1979 Super Bowl?
I did.
Over the weekend?
Yes, Cowboys-Steelers. Terry Bradshaw had three turnovers in the first half.
I'm curious, like, what – pushed you to do that?
I didn't want to go to sleep. I was on a natural high.
But was it on? Did you Google that specifically?
Yeah, search engine YouTube.
And you can find anything?
Yeah, damn near anything. You can't find Wilt's 100 game. But when I had Enberg, Merlin Olsen, and my, like, Evan, that's, I like to listen to OGs. Summerall and Madden, touchdown Rice. That's my.
Correct me if I'm wrong. You had to really pay attention to the broadcast because there was no score ticker.
No, I was like, what? Hey, guys, what down?
Yeah, like, I don't know what down it is.
No line.
I don't know what yardage it is.
Kurt Gowdy made sure to tell us, hey, third and whatever.
There's Bradshaw throwing another pick to the Cowboys.
Dude, but Evan, just watching how the game was played and what was allowed. It was open season on quarterbacks after an interception. You could throw the dude to the other side. Nothing to see here.
See, this is why a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about unwritten rules in sports, I'm like, yeah, you know what? You can't just decapitate a wide receiver over the middle of the field anymore. That used to be okay in the 70s.
Wow, think about it. You can't do it. Man.
You can't play even like Ryan Clark played in 2012. You just can't do that anymore.
It's real, Evan, but just the stuff that was allowed, man.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Some of the stuff I know people want to bring back, but some stuff you just got to let go. Speaking of which, Kuminga, I'm just kidding. Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz alongside Daryl the Guru Johnson. I do want to get to this bigger picture thought I've had about the NBA in a moment. But before we do, I want to clean up this call here. Kevin's been waiting patiently in Fremont. Kevin, welcome to the program, man. What's going on?
Not too much. Kuminga has been an ongoing topic, and he will always be an ongoing topic until he gets traded. I think the Warriors made it pretty clear as to what they thought of him when they deactivated him for most games. And then Kerr is kind of forced to come out and say, I can make something of him if I have an off season. We have training camp. He's kind of forced to say that. But Guru, I have a bigger issue with you specifically.
Easy.
Okay. You keep saying he's a great. You know, he has the potential to be great. I don't see any skill other than wanting to score the basketball that he really brings right now naturally to the court. Mm. And I'm going to draw this comparison because you've mentioned him in the past.
Okay.
Larry Smith, I know I'm going way back, but he played the same position, power forward, okay? And he naturally, the moment he hit the court, was a rebounder and defender,
yeah.
And you knew it. You didn't know if he could score ever, and he did score once he went to Houston. But you knew for sure you were going to get rebounding and defense. And I'm sorry, but I think you have an over-inflated idea of what Kuminga is going to bring. He may score, but he's going to turn the ball over, and Curry already scores and turns the ball over. Okay? He does not bring consistent defense. He does not bring consistent rebounding. And as a power forward, I'm sorry, I can't have Brandon Przinski out-rebounding you every night.
You're right.
So what I'm saying to you is, I'm sorry, but he has to go for that reason. And I don't know what the Warriors are going to do because they're caught in a horrible position. He doesn't have the value he probably had 2 years ago. But that's the Warriors' fault for even drafting him as a project, in my opinion. Mm. They needed to draft a more ready-made basketball player. The basketball, not just an athlete, an actual basketball player. So, Guru, I'm afraid I'm going to have to disagree to disagree with you as far as he does not bring enough to the court as a ready-made basketball player at this point.
Man, I appreciate the honesty. And that's what this is about, opinions. But, Evan, I hope I'm not out here caping or over-inflating what I think of J.K., a lot of it is the P word, potential. And a lot of the things he just mentioned, I loved it. And I've said it to you. I've screamed it on these airwaves. There's no world that it's okay for a guy like Pods to out-rebound you. That's just one. Then I'm coming down your road, Kuminga, if you're listening, because the coach basically said without saying it, you ain't been around. And if I'm trying to impress my employer or I'm trying to get a bigger role, guess what, Evan? I'm doing the little things, but I'm going to be seen so everybody can know, oh, he wants it. And I don't know where the disconnect lies. I'll pull it for the sake of this conversation and that call at the doorstep of Kuminga. But what I do want to do is there was a little Steiny in that take.
Oh, my God. You're
Excuse me. And it wasn't bad. The cigars over the weekend. So it's kind of funny when we talk about what Kuminga can't do. That guy was right. I'm disappointed in the growth or non-growth of the handles. You should have been with Handy. I've seen you pick up LeBron 94 feet. I don't know why you don't do that all
LeBron's
the way.
LeBron's 40.
Okay, he was 38 this time. It was a couple years ago, right. 37. But the bottom line is, the things that Kuminga can do, Steiny will say, he's just a scorer, and that caller did it a little bit. Oh, he could score. No. What we got to keep it real with is he can attack the rim at will with reckless abandon. And he don't make the free throws at 80%, but we all see he can attack the rim with that athleticism and quick step with I won't say with the best of them, but we saw that against the Minnesota Timberwolves. So I just say let's keep it real when we're throwing shade at a player for what he can do and just say, all Ken can do is score. Well, that takes some skill too. And Kuminga can come downhill to where I'm like, that's why it's not all him, Evan and Ken. Well, let's help him get better in those other areas. And maybe that's already happened.
Or maybe it never will happen.
Yeah.
That's something we have to
then we should have
allow
some closure
as a possibility.
Right now, then, E.
Well,
trade
no,
him and
we
take
can.
Something back for nothing. Because that's what that caller was getting. You know, he didn't say it, and I appreciate it because it was a lot of good points. But I believe Kuminga with the right toolage, and maybe it's a new coach. We had talked about it. I don't want Kerr out of town, but the right on the table brought to you by Echo Pest Controllers. Am I correct? He's got one more year left on his deal. So what if it was to get announced that Kuminga's coming back for three? What would life be with Kuminga, young player still at 22, 23, with a new coach or a new voice? I'm just wondering out loud.
No, I think that's a great point, and I'm going to tell you why in one sec. Right. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ-FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live in the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. Evan Infersteiny with Goo. I'm glad you mentioned that detail, because I think that the more I think about it, the last year of Kerr's contract is a big deal.
Wow.
Because, and I said it earlier, and I feel even stronger about it now that you just hit me over the head with that factoid. Why, in the last year of his contract, when he is only concerned with winning games and bringing a potential fifth title to Golden State, would Steve Kerr treat Jonathan Kuminga any differently than he has for the last 4 years? Or really, down the stretch of last season? Why would he treat him any differently in a year where there's pressure, there's not much time left, and you may only have one good crack at this thing left? Because you're either going to be gone, your players might prove to be too old, or you might be over the hill as a group. Why would Steve Kerr go about coaching Kuminga any differently? That dynamic, that relationship, if there's one thing I feel confident in next year, their relationship, Kuminga and Kerr's, is not going to change. Why would it?
That's phenomenal, and I only got one answer, and you give me your honest assessment of my answer. We all have to answer to somebody higher up.
We do.
And Steve Kerr is a made man. I'm not running him out of town. But to answer what you just hit us with, Evan, and Joe Lacob signs the checks, and if he's looking down the road and only he knows with his intel, if Kerr, this is really the last rodeo or the last dance for Kerr, and brings Kuminga back for 2, 3, or however many years, right there, that sends a signal to me that I need to go into my coach's office, Joe Lacob, and not get loud, but say, hey, Steve, this is what time it is. This is why we have to do this differently with said player, and that being Kuminga. Do you leave that on the table at all? Because if not, then I am truly grasping at straws, and you're right. Like, nothing's going to change if it hasn't now outside the owner saying, look, this dude's going to be here when you're not here, Steve. We got three older guys. There is no reason that we don't use him more and try to get him groomed this offseason if that's not happening now. But that shot would have to come from Lacob.
All right, Goo, let's do this then. Because I've been waiting.
And that's a stretch.
We haven't role-played in a while.
All right. Yeah, all right. Acting.
Cut that. I'll be Steve Kerr. you be Joe Lacob.
Okay.
All right, how's this going to go down? You're going to walk into my office. Let's say tomorrow, the Golden State Warriors and Jonathan Kuminga have come to terms on a three-year, $75 million deal.
All right, I come. You ready?
Yeah, you come into my office.
Look, Steve, you know I love you. I'm just thinking about this offseason. I can't even sleep at night. And as you know, we got this, Worse.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Stuck.
Oh, yeah.
And I just want to be honest with you.
I got you.
You've done everything. You went above and beyond.
So did you.
And you brought me four championships. But I got to tell you, Steve, and I haven't told you much since we've been working together, what to do.
And I appreciate you.
And I'm not doing it now, Steve, but I got to tell you, I'm bringing Kuminga back for three more years. He is a staple of our future and what's going to pop off after Steph Curry and Dre are gone. Steve, I need a solid. I need you. And Steve, I'm not asking you. I'm kind of telling you. In your last year, I need Jonathan Kuminga to be a factor in this team moving forward. And when you – I know you're looking at me like, where am I going?
Sure.
Steve, you got to play him. You got to play him more. And if you start him, I get it. But that's what I'm doing here. This guy needs to be featured as part of our future this upcoming season.
And he will be. I'm going to give him a little bit of an opportunity to play alongside Jimmy. See if that combination, which is a word I use often, is going to work out. But let me ask you this. So you got Kuminga for 3 years. Did you get him a three-point shot?
No, we're working on that.
Did you get him quicker feet?
I like where
did you get him stickier hands?
Steve, we're working on that, and that's part of your job and the coaching staff, too, to give him up and running. Just get him better. Improvement in those areas.
Well, I got 1 year left. I mean, I'm trying to win. And if Kuminga can help us win, then he'll play. But, Joe, I need you to understand that if you want what we all want, which is a fifth title, you got to trust me. And if you don't, then at the end of the year, this might need to be it.
You know what, Steve? I appreciate the honesty. And what's funny about that is I have trusted you. I have trusted you 4 years with Kuminga, and look where we're at.
Mm.
I don't want to say it's all on you.
Now, you took him.
I did.
Mm.
But we took him because we thought we could have him up and running and be greater than what he is right now. And I got to tell you, DMPs towards the end of the season last year, I didn't agree with that, but I let you do what you needed to do. So I'm just telling you right now, Steve, moving forward, I'm not asking, but I'm hoping you can get what I'm putting down here. I need to see Jonathan Kuminga on the floor for us this upcoming year.
Yeah, I think I want Gary Payton II. No, but just kidding.
But do you
yeah.
I understand
what you're saying.
Like that happen though, like one on one.
Probably not the way that we just did it.
No, but
yeah,
like you're right. That is my nightmare. What's going to change if you bring him back this upcoming year? Because Evan, I'm not being sometimes.
That's the $1 million question.
As a fan, that's all I'm occupied with is this next year. And the one thing, again, if Curry doesn't get hurt, how much improvement do we really need? And nobody's above that. But if Curry's hammy does not go, is this team in the Western Conference Finals? And now we just need a little dot your I's and cross your T's around the edges. We don't need what we think we need.
But how are we going to dot our I's and cross our T's when – all right, we lost Looney. That's an I we got to dot. We're probably going to lose Payton. That's a T we got to cross. And we're going to need a whole lot of other letters because we got nine guys on our roster. I think the Warriors are in a position where they have to figure out how this thing doesn't slip away. Like, you get one more. I think they have a good chance to, I don't know about make a run, but be competitive for another year. And then what, you figure out if you're going to roll it over the year after. I don't think they have a 5-year plan.
That's
at this
what
point.
You're signed up for, though, Evan. There is that. Like, this is all already. And don't tell Stoney this.
Well, he's listening.
The odds of the us winning five, saying us, I love it, Evan. Five again at this age. Evan, let me tell you something. I wasn't born yesterday, man.
I know.
I'm just, wow, me feeling a lot better.
No, say you rolled back the 1979 Super Bowl over the weekend, so dating yourself a little bit.
But I enjoyed it.
I know.
Evan, let me just tell you, it's kind of a long shot with your three stewards being the age of Butler, Dre, and Steph.
Oh, yeah.
So you are doing something there's no manual for.
No, I they're in uncharted waters. I mean, they're in the deep end of a pool, or they're trying. I don't know what they're trying to do. If they bring in Horford, I think someone said it earlier, and I wouldn't be necessarily shocked if they brought in Horford and he starts. I have to imagine that's one of, if not the oldest starting fives in NBA history.
I I'm a bet man. I would totally bet that
Curry's gonna be 38. Draymond's going to be 35. Jimmy Butler turns 35, yeah. I think right before the end, the beginning of the season.
Right.
And Al Horford's going to be 39 years old.
He'll be 40 before next season's
over. Oh, my God. Yeah, so they're building a senior home starting five, and they're expecting that team to run the table. Well, not run the table, but you know what I mean? I think they're trying to do the best they can, and that's – right now, the path that they've appeared to choose is a path with a lot of older veterans with a ton of mileage, and they're praying to God that that car starts 82 times over the course of this season.
And that's why it hurts. And you say what? If you're out there listening to us, Evan, and you tell me what you think. The bottom line is, in a perfect world, if Kuminga, I'm not comparing him to Kawhi Leonard, but if you got your bang for your buck like the Spurs did and raised him and then watch him go through his basketball puberty and then take over the helm, that's how you draw it up. That is what I deem perfection, and Kawhi become the face of your franchise. What hurts is everything that you said is fact in regard to the ages, where they're at. But, Evan, if Kuminga, let's just say, was three steps away of possibly one day being an all-star – or somewhere close to that, wouldn't you feel a lot better about, man, that's our young guy. We don't know what he's going to be in the future, but you know what we do know? He's going to be a part of it. And the fact that he could get traded today or something could pop off, it's just that it doesn't minimize the failure, because there is failure that we're in year four, Evan, and nobody knows anything. And the 415 says, just to the older caller that pointed out, Evan, if I don't say another word on this show, I know a lot of people be happy, but don't let me get in the Cadillac without fixing or rectifying. I do not have an overinflated opinion on JK. I just know
why
he
is that
has
one sticking
this,
with you?
Because I know, and the caller kind of was alluding to it. I'm not telling you he's Paul George. I want him to be. But I'm telling you, I'm still not out on a 22-year-old, because now I'm starting to think, why is he not doing the things that I think come easy to him, like rebounding? And Evan, maybe he's a basketball player scorned, and he doesn't want to do it for the people here. He goes somewhere else, and it'll hit different. I don't know, but I'm not ready to give him away for free. And maybe you sign – I was going to ask you this. You're my Bobby Marks. I'm running on.
Oh, boy.
If you brought him back for one, you still can move him at the deadline, and that would do what in regard to what you could get back? Or all – it's all good.
It would
good.
Hurt what you would be able to get back, because he'd be an expiring contract.
Wow. So, okay, so that's not on the board, do you think?
I think if it's a one-year scenario
– I don't like that you just said that.
But also means that you would have to trade him, because otherwise he'd probably walk in as an unrestricted free agent.
So
the worst thing that can happen for the Warriors, which I think is not off the table, is Kuminga takes the qualifying offer.
Oh, man.
It becomes a huge distraction this season, which it is and has been pretty much for this entire offseason and going back to last year. And then he becomes an unrestricted free agent at the end of next season and walks for nothing. Like, you don't get what you want, which is a potential trade chip or maybe a young future piece of your franchise.
Which that ship feels like it's sailing.
You can't trade him, and you're going to get nothing for him. Like, but that's also him betting on himself. I'd like to think that the security of, say, a three-year contract would be good enough for him and the Warriors to come to some agreement. But I don't know that for a fact. And Kuminga, by all body language, appears to be more concerned with what his role is going to be in the future and how he's going to be maximized, which just hasn't been the case. You know, I see Jackie, I see Steve on the other side. I do want to get to your calls. I promise you we are going to get into this offseason, but again, it's got our heads turning here on a Monday. Like, what is the goal right now? They're stuck in a holding pattern. They haven't made a move. And I think the goal is to remain relevant, which they have failed at so far. And I don't really know how they're going to change that. Is the goal now to just make sure they don't get worse? What does this offseason become as we move forward with the Golden State Warriors? All right, Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz alongside Daryl the Guru Johnson. We're taking your calls. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're back on the other side on 95.7 The Game. We haven't role played in a while.
All right, acting. Do you have a favorite charity?
My Cash App.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Delete what?
I don't like that.
Why?
There's so many great charities to choose from, but when you hear a Zelle, fat mouth like me say Cash App.
Venmo.
That didn't play well. Makes me look bad. It's like you've been doing all day. When did you turn into baby Steiny? He doesn't even do this.
Hold on,
he can't.
Hold on. I think I've been propping you up today.
Yeah, but you reminded me how old I am. This is 1979. Like, Jesus, Evan, let it all out.
Well, you walked into the studio. We're talking to the great Whitley Sandretto, who's
awesome.
And, you know, doing a lot of work today. And you said, to be young again. And you go, well, I'm young. And I said, at heart.
I'm old young.
Exactly.
I'm still hooping.
There's nothing wrong with that. And you found a new physical therapy for your knee.
The treadmill, and I found it from a hot shot on IG. Somebody sent it to me. So it was my quad, right?
Yeah.
They said put the treadmill on incline of 15, Evan, and walk backwards. I tried the three. It's like, it's the best feeling when I'm walking. Now I just feel strong again with my leg. Like, if you handed it off right now, I'd get you 5 yards. That's how good. Like, information is key.
Now this is what maybe makes me baby Steiny. Is I hate that you just called an Instagram clip information. And I hate that it worked.
Hey, Evan.
I'm happy for you.
You see some stuff on IG. I send you different stuff, but the literature to wear, I said, you know what? Try what this old guy was talking about in Buku Land, and it worked, Evan.
Yeah, but I watched the jokes you send me. I watched all the music stuff, some of the funny clips, but I never took medical advice from Instagram.
Just a trainer, Evan, saying what he thought you could try, and I was in there getting ready to leave. I say, well, why not?
But you know high-ranking officials within the Warriors.
Yeah,
you know professional athletes.
I had a conversation with them today. Yeah.
Just shoot them a text. Hey, what should I do for my quad? Which, by the way, is looking a lot better.
Well, thank you. And my son, little Daryl, got hurt. I called Dr. Pongia at 1 in the morning.
Now what?
I sent him a text. He was up and text back. Doc, I'm sending him a Christmas card this year. For him to do that and then apologize for the delay, I'm like, Doc, it's good. You should be counting sheep, but thank you.
Well, and shout out Lil D. He's starting a big step, a big professional step.
Internship
today.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, that's huge. Crutches. That's huge. Congratulations. Yeah. Well, congratulations.
This is the part where Mark Abanez and my Uncle Lynn in Texas said he don't listen to Dallas radio because all they do is talk about themselves. I was like, Uncle, you might not want to tune in to Steiny and I.
Well, anybody call in right now, speaking of Dallas, this was at Jerry World last night, right? Or over the weekend?
What?
Lauryn Hill finished a concert at 4 in the morning.
It was the Superdome at the Essence Festival.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, New Orleans.
4 in the morning?
And it was empty.
I know that she's late, and I know that that's her thing, and you kind of have to expect
it. Get over yourself.
4 in the morning?
I'm out on Lauryn.
There was videos of the, well, I don't want to say people, because there weren't many people.
It's 4 a.m.
What are you doing? Yeah. You can't, and I imagine her set was not longer than an hour and a half or 2 hours. I mean, she showed up at 2 a.m. Yeah. at the earliest.
Yeah.
We got to be better.
We have to. And now I'm mad that the video was even, that surfaced. It's 4 a.m. Nobody's coming for Kendrick. Well, maybe they
Lauryn Hill's a GOAT, but you should be shamed for that.
She is a GOAT.
You should be shamed for that. All right. Let's kick off the segment here. Nick is in the city. Nick, what's going on, man? You're on with Evan and Goo. How you doing?
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me. I've been hearing back and forth on this for weeks now with Jonathan Kuminga, and I love Jonathan Kuminga's game. And I even heard when people were talking about trading him for Wiggins, which I think is essentially a very, very similar, not the same player, but a very similar player. I think it's number one, a little bit late in the game to trade JK. Mm. And two, I think if you're kind of giving up the future right now, like Jonathan Kuminga, Pods, and TJD for one good player right now, it should be an amazing player. But the thing is, if you do that, on the flip side of that, you're giving away the future. So it's like, okay, let's go for a championship right now with Steph's final years here. Because the flip side of that is, say you win one ring, it's like you kind of got no future. So I see the debacle that the front office is in, and I see now why Bob Myers got out in time. I mean, he probably had his own reasons, but wow, he left at a good time.
That's interesting.
Thanks, Nick.
Yeah, no, good stuff. But let's put another right on the table, brought to you by Echo Pest Control. When you hear the words Warrior Future, I'm sorry, it's bigger than Kuminga with or without him. It's the fact that you don't have a couple things to look forward to. And I'm not dissing Moody. I'm not dissing Quentin Post. And I'm not dissing Pods. But I'm talking about the next. Somebody that could possibly, on a good day, Evan, take that step. And that's why, you know, Jonathan Kuminga, good or bad, I always thought might possibly be that guy.
You want to know what the Warriors' future looks like right now?
Give it to me. Give it to me, baby.
2026 first-round pick, 2027 first-round pick, 2028 first-round pick, 29, and 2030 they don't have one, and 2031 their first-round pick. That's their future.
Mm-hmm.
Their future, assuming that they part ways with Kuminga, whether it's this summer or at the trade deadline, I don't think that Pajemski is going to be a future cornerstone, franchise-altering player. Moody the same, Post the same, with all due respect.
Yeah.
Their future's not on this team. Like, if you're talking about a future, the future is now. And I think that's why a lot of people are trying to maximize the present. Because there is not much of a future. And that's totally fine.
Gotcha.
Your future is in your draft picks. But let's not make it out to be like, you know, this guy is going to be here and is going to lead us in 3 to 4 years. Like, to me, that's why you make a trade for a Jimmy Butler, and that's why you're trying to win as at high of a level as you can this season.
The way you said that, so elegant, I'm just telling you, on this day, you made me do this, Evan.
Mm-hmm.
You made me think of the Wiseman blunder, because that's what it is. Just the fact that you're not getting anything from him, and you think of woulda, coulda, shoulda, had he been a future star blossoming. And we
hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success.
Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We would have that to look forward to. That's why the way you just put that together so well, it hurts more.
Well, it might be a stark reality, but look, I hope I'm wrong, but that's the way that I'm reading things. Let's go out to Steve Young.
Uh-oh.
94 Super Bowl MVP Steve Young. What's up, man? How you doing?
How you guys doing?
Fantastic. How are you, Steve Young?
Pretty good. My take on Kuminga is this. I think he has cheated the Warriors for 4 years because Steve Kerr has not played him. And in doing so, he devalues himself. I also think he has resources to two of the greatest shooters in history, Curry and Kerr. I mean, ask him to shoot. I mean, after practice or however it's going to go. Ask him what I need to do to be a better shooter and improve my game, but he has not did that.
I got you, Steve. Appreciate the call.
I'm going to say, at Ken said garage, I'm saying kitchen.
Well, it was Steve Young. Maybe he was at the training facility.
I thought it was the lefty.
No, it wasn't him. Appreciate the call, though, Steve. Hope you're doing all right.
Who was that on? It's not just Kuminga's fault if that call is right, that he hasn't gotten better.
Why?
But we know he has.
Why is it?
Because like, you got Phil Handy's on this staff, Evan. You got guys that should say, stay in the Bay this summer, JK. We want to get you better. We know you got it. Let's work with you. Some days in Bermuda, where's he at? Like, why are you not here at the lab? Now that it looks like we can question what went down in the handling or the mishandling, like Kurt throwing that out there to Willard and Dibs, like he ain't been around the last couple of years. I'm like, well, where the hell he been? Are we surprised?
I think a lot of the work that players do to improve themselves happens during the summer.
That I agree with.
And that work you put in then shows during the regular season. And don't get me wrong, like, he's gotten better.
No doubt.
There's been improvements, but not enough. Like, him not becoming whatever people want him to be, to me, is more on him than the Warriors. You know, the Warriors can control how much he plays, but as far as, like, him being able to dribble or to be a 40% three-point shooter or to block more shots or get more steals, like, that's, I don't know. That to me is on him. Like, I came back from college and I was still not a better pitcher. That's on me. Like, I'm not going to improve over the course of a 35-game spring season.
Did you use all your resources to improve? I'm just asking.
Yeah, I worked as hard as I could. I got in the weight room. I threw a bunch of bullpens. I played long toss. I tried to improve my velocity. You try to improve your command.
So you maximized everything, the effort-wise.
Yeah, I didn't leave anything on the table. I don't think Kuminga's leaving anything on the table. That's what is also a little concerning, is I don't think that he's not a hard worker.
I hope like you're wrong, then, E.
So, you hope that he's not a hard worker?
No, I hope that he's leaving something on there, basically, as opposed to him doing everything under the sun, and these are the results, and he's a finished product, basically. I'm hoping he's thinking he's doing it all, but another voice, a different coaching, just in regard to your regiment working out, it'll hit different.
I think he is, and that's why he wants an opportunity to show it. I think he believes he's doing all the right things, that he's putting in the work, that he's doing these two-a-days that he's showing everybody on TikTok, but he's working hard, he's getting stronger, he's eating right, he's sleeping, he looks married to the game.
Yeah, I love that.
But he's just not getting the opportunity to show that. That's what I believe. And so I don't think he's leaving anything, quote-unquote, on the table, but maybe he's just not there yet. Like, that's also a possibility we have to be open to.
But you tell me if
I'm
wrong.
Or maybe he's just not, God forbid, not going to be that guy.
Evan, I'll say this to that. You could be right, and I might be right, but the bottom line is we're about to find out, and what's so damn frustrating is I do understand. I'm not mad at the Warriors about this offseason. Jimmy Butler was the diamond in the rough. You got that early. Just let that marinate. We're getting a year with him, and I believe this team could be top three, top four come next year. I really do. But I want Jonathan Kuminga to be a part of that, because I don't feel like if you make a trade, Evan, just not what you get back in return or value is not going to be equivalent. But the bottom line is, I just don't see how they're going to be able to replace a guy like him on the fly. So let's add Al Horford. I'm with this. Again, are you so done with GP2 and him being hurt in and out to where it's a nothing burger for him leaving? Because I'm thinking about it now, Evan. I don't want him gone. Who are you going to replace him with?
And that to me is a Warriors problem. Mm. Like, if you're really worried about losing Gary Payton II.
I told Steiny Thursday I am.
No, and I would be too, because you're right. You don't have anything to replace him with. But that's a Warriors problem. That's because you don't have anything on the roster outside of three guys who make 90% of what you can spend. All right, let's wrap up this conversation. Let's go to Greg in Walnut Creek. Zach, can you bring Greg on real fast? Greg is out of Walnut Creek. Good morning, man. What's going on? How are you? Or good afternoon.
I'm well, thank you. Yeah, it's kind of hard. I'm a diehard Warriors fan, but like, generational talents just don't fall off the tree. Like, everybody thought Zion was going to be the guy, and he got hurt and was nothing. Andrew Wiggins was the third overall. Like, what makes us think that Jonathan Kuminga is going to be that guy? I mean, I think you're right that the draft is going to be the way to go, and it's going to have to be, you know, it's going to be a couple years of pain. But I think now is the time, and Al Horford, I mean, he's kind of like Big Shot Bob. You know, he's making things where he shouldn't be, and you're like, why is that guy beating us? And make a run. And if Steph hadn't gotten hurt, you know, maybe it's a different outcome. You know, so Steph and, you know, Jimmy. But anyway, thanks, guys. Love listening to you.
Hey, have a good day.
Appreciate it, Greg. All right, Goom. I got something that it's been kind of sitting on the top of my mind for a while.
I'm here for you, baby.
It does involve the Warriors, I promise. So this seven-team trade, a historic seven-team deal, the biggest trade in NBA history this offseason, which concludes with Kevin Durant and Clint Capella going to the Rockets, Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, couple seconds, Kobe Bryant from the Warriors going to the Suns. The Nets get 2 second-round picks. The Hawks get a second-round pick in cash. The Lakers get cash. The Timberwolves get a couple second-round picks and a player I can't remember. The Warriors get Jemima Mashak, who they sent to the Grizzlies, and Alex Toohey at number 52. What are we doing? The biggest trade in NBA history involves 13 different parts of this deal that I don't understand and will never remember. Like, I'm going to remember Alex Toohey as a Warrior at the beginning of his career. I'm not going to remember that he was a part of the biggest trade in NBA history. And the reason I have an issue with this is it's supposed to be this big offseason, the biggest one ever, reportedly. Luka and Jimmy go at the deadline. KD gets traded this summer. Jaren Jackson gets a max contract. We're waiting to see if Giannis leaves, if LeBron is actually going to stand on business. It's just another manufactured part of the NBA blueprint that has fallen flat. This idea that the in-season tournament is going to help. They're going to put out a better product in the regular season. This biggest trade, quote-unquote, in NBA history is just another part of how the NBA, like most things, has promised and fallen flat. It's just been manufactured. And I'm sitting here wondering why I even need to pay attention to this. Mm. Every single move that comes out, I'm like, I'm waiting for a big one. I'm waiting for a big one. I'm more excited, to your point, about Summer League than I am about all these moves, and it's not because the Warriors haven't made any.
Evan, I mean, man, I need a fire extinguisher to put that out because you're so hot. But there were a lot of bars in there, and I'm going to start with this one. I am disappointed from a fan standpoint, because that's all that I am. The Shams had to tell us it was going to be big. That bothered me, because now it's propaganda when you say a guy like him who's in the know more than anybody, so you think. So when it doesn't follow that, there is disappointment, because the billboard that is Shams and his hair told me, oh, watch out, some things are going to happen. Now, had he not said anything, Evan, I would say to you, it's just like close games. when you guys walk around and you're all pissed off, just I'm talking to everybody, oh, the games aren't close. That's why you enjoy the ones that are. You don't know when they're going to happen, but it feels like we're so spoiled and we want to have an every night party on Twitter about said ending. You don't get that. So I'm with you 100% about this has been underwhelming because Shams told me it was going to be something otherwise. And that 17 trade, and it's a record, and I feel like it's part of the trade started on Tuesday, the next Tuesday, miss me with all of it. So I'm with you with that part of it. But, Evan, I just feel like as fans in general, forget diehards and what level fan you are, I'm getting fed up, not with you. Call me the new Batman because I just feel like as a fan now, we want a close game. We want this or that, and if it doesn't meet that criteria, it wasn't good enough. I'm not happy, and I fight that, Evan. That's the beauty of sports. When you tune into whatever you're about to watch, Giants Phillies tonight, you never know what you're going to see or get. And I know you're like, what the hell are you saying?
No, but what I'm attached to, and I think you hit it, Goo, you're right. They promised it.
They did.
And that means there's no chance they could deliver it.
And there you go.
The best part about the Luka Doncic trade is that no one saw it coming. I know that back to 2016, the Kevin Durant deal shook the earth.
4th of July.
And I know that there were whispers and people thought it could be a possibility, but at the time I wasn't in sports media, was just an average fan. Trying to finish up college.
Look at it.
I didn't think it was going to happen. When that bomb dropped on July 4th.
The world stopped, E.
It was unbelievable. Almost 9 years to the day because it came out of nowhere. The best and biggest moves are never promised. And that's why I to be honest, the biggest potential thing that could have happened in the NBA, and I apologize in advance because you were kind of involved with it.
Oh.
Was when I read the false report that Mike Breen had been removed from ESPN.
Yeah, and we all, the great ones in the business.
Spears,
yeah.
Shelburne.
They all got duped.
Everybody was freaking out about it. You know why? Because it would have come out of nowhere.
Wow.
And whatever you think about Mike Breen, that's besides the point. Scams Charnia has gotten more traction my mind in the NBA this offseason than Shams Charania. And that's with all due respect to Shams. I think he's really good at his job. But the false promises that the NBA, not just him, but the NBA in general has continued to deliver, it makes me almost not want to believe you. Yeah. How many times can you cry wolf?
No, I'm not mad at you, E. And I'm older, as you keep mentioning our show, but I just want to throw this to the listeners and yourself and Ken.
Yeah.
Let me put a rat on the table brought to you by Echo Pest Control. I come from an era where guys, if Evan, if you beat me, I'm staying in said place. I'm a try to come back and beat you again. And I know that's kind of changed, but I'm saying is, one, about your opinion, goats are not announced, they just arrive. So think about that. Goats, the greatest of all time, they just arrive. I like that one. But that scares me about Cooper Flagg. But that's why I love what LeBron James has meant. He's taking it, the chosen one in high school, and I think surpassed what we thought he could do. And I just say that like Cooper, there's a lot of pressure. You ain't got to bow down to it. But you know what I mean? If Cooper Flagg ends up being the next LeBron James, we saw that. But the ones that we don't see come out of nowhere, I think of Steve Nash, his career. I knew he was good, but not like what he ended up being. So I say all that to say is, do you think free agency and the changing of teams by players now in the NBA, that's just its own entity and it had you excited, Evan, I can make a case, I don't like it. Do you think it could be a bad thing that guys are leaving their locale so fast, quick, and in a hurry that we could be disappointed on a free agency that is coming almost gone?
I'm not there yet. I do like player movement.
All right.
But I guess I like it for the right reasons. I think players having power to choose where they go does add more intrigue and drama to the league. Like, it creates heroes. It creates villains. It creates super teams.
Damn.
It creates a hierarchy that then I, as a fan, get to decide where I fall. But now it feels like players are moving just because they have to move. Like, teams are so afraid of this unofficial hard cap.
Wow, man.
That is the second apron.
The Joe Lacob rule.
That they have to get guys out. You know,
that stinks, man.
Well, like, for example, the Clippers and the Clippers and the Heat made a trade today. Norman Powell is going to Miami. John Collins is going to the Clippers, and then Kevin Love and Kyle Anderson are going to Utah as
Clippers
like,
are tripping. Powell's a bucket.
They can't pay him. And they can't
and
pay
they want to pay him in a perfect world.
They would pay him. He might have been one of the best contracts in the league last year going into this season.
That stinks, man.
So now I actually am looking at the Clippers. Like, before that move happened, I might have said, I don't think the Warriors can jump him.
Yeah.
I don't know if Kawhi can stay healthy for a full season. And now they don't have Norman Powell, who's been one of the steadiest hands in the league. Their starting two is Chris Dunn. Their starting three is Derek Jones. I know they got John Collins, but is he going to start? Like, the Clippers just got worse, not because of anything they did wrong.
The constraints.
Exactly.
And I don't like it.
There's consequences to him now.
What do you have a problem
Norman
with
Powell's
me
not
saying,
a superstar.
Is the Joe Lacob hate these aprons? I know we're up against it. We can get it.
Yeah. Well, you also brought up something about the next. I do want to bring up that because you had a chance to maybe see the next this weekend, and I want to pick your brain about
both teams, Evan. Who knows?
Bronny?
Yeah, well, anybody.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, he might get a jersey.
No. Who did you see that was next up before you knew it? That's a question I was thinking about driving up, especially with Goo going to the Cali Classic.
And
this
then
weekend.
Your quarterback question we can't forget. Yeah.
I think it's a good one. I do want people to get in on it. But yeah, we got a lot to get to still. About an hour left until the crossover. Evan Infersteiny alongside Daryl the Guru Johnson taking your calls and texts at 888-957-9570. Also text on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. And what's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Coming up today at 4:30, the Valkyries take on the Atlanta Dream. You can hear the game on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX, pregame starting at 4 o'clock. Back after this on 95.7 The Game.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.